Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, Shirley, is pizza delivery.
Why are you whispering?
It's pizza delivery.
Okay.
You gotta keep it down. We're trying to get a pizza delivered. Let's go, cat dog.
Why are you scared, though?
No pizza. May I help you?
Hello, I'm trying to order pizza.
Okay, can you open for me, please?
All right.
Okay, so about this. So can I take your order?
Yeah, I need to order 10 pizzas.
You want 10 pizzas? And what kind of crust was that going to be?
I need 6.
Sorry, can you talk up for me, please?
I need 6 cheese pizzas.
6
cheese pizzas on thin crust.
What kind of crust was that again?
Thin.
6 cheese thin crust pizzas. And do you want any other toppings on that, sir?
No, I need two meat lovers.
What was that again? Can you speak up a little bit? I'm really having a hard time hearing you.
I need 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers, is that?
Yes, 2 meat lovers.
2 meat lovers pizza. Okay, and what kind of crust would you like on that, sir?
That's thick crust.
You said you wanted thin crust on that?
Thick.
So I'm having a really hard time hearing you. Can you speak up for me?
I need 2 meat lovers with thick crust.
Thick crust. Okay. Okay.
All right. And then the last is 2 veggies on thin crust.
2 veggies?
Veggies. Veggies.
Veggies. 2 veggies. 2 veggies on the thick crust.
Do y'all deliver to gated community.
Okay, can you hold for a second for me, please, sir? Okay, sorry about that, sir. Okay, can I get your phone number?
342-689.
Okay, I heard 342-689, but I didn't get the rest of those numbers. Can I get an area code or?
No, my number 342-689.
Okay, I need to get the whole 7 digits and the area code so that we can put you in a computer to try to find your location.
I told you my number. My number is 342-689.
Okay, sir. Let me get my manager on the phone. Excuse me, wait. 6 numbers.
I'll take care of it. Sir, how are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, I ordered 10 pizzas, 6 cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veggies. I'm trying to see if, do y'all have a problem delivering to a gated community?
Oh, not at all. We deliver to a gated community all the time. Let me just get a number for you and an address.
Right, my number 342-689.
Sir, that's only 6 digits. We need 7 digits. Well, actually, your area code plus your 7 digits.
Okay, I don't. If you just leave it with the guard, he'll make sure I get it.
No, sir, I don't think you understand. I need to have a phone number where I can call you. We can go in and out of the gate. That's not a problem. When I get there, I want to deliver directly to you.
You can't go in and out that gate. Listen, you can't go in and out that gate.
Sir, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up some?
Okay, I'm trying to get 10 pizzas delivered, and you just drop it off with the guard.
Sir, I understand what you're saying. I'm trying to deliver the pizza to you directly. The guard is not who's getting the pizza, right? I'm delivering it.
Well, he gonna pay you. I'm cool with the guard. He gonna pay you.
Okay, well, where are you located? Let's do this. Where are you located?
I'm in Angola.
Angola?
Angola.
Where's Angola?
Angola. Y'all don't know where Angola. I'm in Angola.
Angola, Louisiana?
The penitentiary.
Huh? So we can't deliver pizza to Angola penitentiary?
Look, I ordered 10 pizzas from her. Six cheese pizzas, 2 meat lovers, and 2 veg. Look, I can't be on this phone too much longer.
Listen, sir, I know what you're saying, but we're not delivering to Angola. Do you know where we're located? You got to call somebody. We're in Dallas. Look, you got to call somebody in Angola, Louisiana.
Look, I'm trying to get these 10 pizzas. Look, Lady, I'm not finna go back and forth with you.
Exactly, and I'm not going to go back and forth with you either. We are unable to deliver this pizza to you, okay?
Why?
Because you are in the penitentiary, sir. No one delivers pizza to people in the penitentiary.
People in the penitentiary can't order pizza?
No, sir, they cannot. We do not deliver to the penitentiary. And then we're in Dallas. Do you know how long it would take to get pizza to Angola?
I don't give a d-. Let me tell you, okay, who the manager there?
I am the manager. You're speaking with the manager.
What's your name?
Never mind what my name is. Just know that I'm the manager.
Okay, let me say this to you, since you're the manager there. If I don't get no pizzas here tonight, when I get out in 3 years, I'm coming down there and I'm going to f*** you up.
So who the f*** you think you're talking to? You ain't going to f*** me up. In 3 years, I won't be here. But matter of fact, I just might stay here for 3 years. So when you come back...
Let me tell you something. If y'all don't bring these pieces to this penitentiary and get it to the guard before he get off work, then there's gonna be some around here. Now I done ordered these 10 pizzas and everybody on the cell block is waiting on them.
Sir, I don't care about you and your folk on your cell block. You are in the penitentiary and I don't even know why you calling. Are you on my phone? This is a business, okay? And I have a job to do. I am not delivering pizzas to a penitentiary.
So y'all discriminating about where y'all bring pizzas at?
No, we don't discriminate, but we ain't located in Angola unless you gonna give me some petrol for my metro. I ain't coming.
Let me tell you something. I want you to remember these numbers. 342-689. If you see that spray painted on your house or that damn pizza place, then you know my thing got out and I'm looking for your 342-689.
I don't give a about 342-689 and 743. What I'm saying is your is grass if you come up here in 3 years and guess what? Don't drop the soap.
Who you think you talking to?
That's what I said.
Who you think you talking to?
You better get off my phone.
I got one more thing to tell you before I get out in 3 years. These are the last words I'm going to say to you.
What's that?
You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Say what you got to say.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, my goodness. You got to be. You got to be freaking kidding me, man. Oh, my God. Oh, God, this is Nephew Tommy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That ended abruptly.
My favorite line in that whole thing was, "Do y'all deliver to gated community?"
Yes, yes.
Lady, you can't go in and out this gate. Boy, that's what the other. We in Dallas. If you ain't here by night, when this guard get off, dog, what?
Tommy, but the order was so distinct, though. Four pieces, thin crust. Two meatloaves.
Everybody on this block. Yeah. Everybody waiting on
and
these
two
pieces,
veggies.
Man. Come on.
Who in prison is vegetarian, though?
Six cheese pieces.
Milwaukee, it's happening this weekend, baby. The nephew is coming. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The tickets looking good. Yeah, y'all heard I was coming, and I appreciate it. I appeasinated. The nephew is coming. Got a few tickets left, and I got it laid out just right for you on Sunday, because that's the way you like, especially the OGs. We got like a 4 or 5 o'clock show, then the second show around 7:30. That's how you like it. That's how I like it, because I'm an OG now. So there you go. All right? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then laying in the cut, the nephew is coming to Memphis, Tennessee at the Graceland Sound Stage. At the Graceland Sound Stage. Tickets are on sale right now. That will be February the 8th. February the 8th. Nephew Tommy and Friends. It's the House Party Comedy Jam. You don't want to miss that thing. That thing is a beast right there. It is. It is.
You ever been to Graceland before?
I haven't played Graceland.
I have.
I've been there. Well, I haven't played Graceland. They didn't have that when I was out there, but I've been to Graceland before. You want to find out how a hillbilly spends a lot of money, you got to go.
Ain't had the Elvis Presley happy hour. You got to have that, though. That is peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some milk, and it's off the chain.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.